This is a lecture and demonstration by L. Ron Hubbard, given on the 6th of July, 1957. Its title is Tone 40 on a Person. This tape is 47 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
Okay. Now, we're going to cover Tone 40 on a Person. Right here and now. Tone 40 on a person should not be confused with Tone 40HC, because Tone 40 on a person is a drill. It is a training drill. It is not a process. Don't confuse training drills with processes, by the way. Training drills are training drills, and processes are processes. And they are that because they don't work the same way. They're not on the same basis. There's a number of reasons why. Of course, you could consider a training drill a process. Anybody who is coach in one of these training drills does get some benefit out of it, for sure. He gets a chance to do all sorts of things that he ordinarily wouldn't. But that is not the purpose. That is not the purpose of it. For the auditor, it's really not processing. It is simply a demand that he break through at once, not his, and not alter his anything, but just break straight through and ride right straight up on top, and that's that. Come on. And it has the answer to something I said in Wichita a number of years ago. I said, there's no reason why a fellow just can't say, I'm clear, and be so. There is no reason. There's just a bank. But there's a theoretical possibility that a fellow can simply assume this point, you know, and go straight out. And actually, the training drill permits you to do that. That is the mystery behind the training drill. They just say, go on now, do it. And the fellow, flub, flub, flub. Pew. Do it. Okay. Lets him get kicked in the teeth. And ignores the fact that he is being kicked in the teeth by his bank. They are two distinctly different routes. Training drills tell a person that he can succeed in spite of his bank, and auditing immediately addresses a problem of the bank and squares it up. They are not substitutes for each other either. It's quite remarkable. Now, Tone 40 on a person would look to you at first just like high school indoc that we were doing this afternoon. That's what it looked like at first. But let me assure you, it has no relationship to it beyond the fact that two people are walking around and one is giving orders to the other. Now, the big difference here is that it is being done with total intention in the command and the acknowledgement. And actually, it's much harder to coach. This doesn't at once become impossible to do, but you take somebody who is pretty good at this, and you put him on a coach, and have the coach try to act up and do something weird, and the next thing you know, the coach goes into session. This is one of the wilder things that you'll observe here. All of a sudden, you'll see the coach, you'll say, well, this is no fun, the fellow is just doing HC. Believe me, the coach was trying. See, he's trying to revolt. But a good Tone 40 on a person actually inhibits the revolt like mad. Now, the auditing commands are the same as high school indoc and HC. The auditing commands are just the same. There's no difference. Except there is intention. And this slight difference. Any coast off Tone 40 by the auditor in the session is a flunk, which means too much pressure on the pre-clear, too strong a grip, too hard a push. Those are all flunks. Too much grip on the wrist that hits the wall. It's a flunk. Falling off from Tone 40 with the auditing command. The intention's bad. That's a flunk. Getting complicated, isn't it? Now, watch. You've watched this up here all the way through from Training Zero, and you've experienced a lot of these lower ones yourself. And each time, we're using the last step combined into the new one, right? And now we're up to a point of where a slight smile, just a flicker of the fact that he knew the preclear spoke, is a flunk. Got that? You saw some of these people today, they kind of grin for a moment at the preclear, at the coach, you see. The auditor kind of think, that was a good try, you know, or sort of give him a tiny little nod as he spoke, something like that. Those were all flunks on tone 40 on a person. Got to be tone 40 straight out, and that means the exact amount of effort necessary, the exact amount of intention necessary, and a complete carry out of the process, letter perfect from beginning to end. Otherwise, it's a flunk. Now, that is tone 40 on a person, and a rough one it is. Now, I'm going to show you some people doing this, okay? All right. Now, it's a little hard for me to put together exactly how we would go about this, but I think Ken Auditing Dick should finish up this hour. I would say it'd be best if you took off your coats. Also be best if I dragged this microphone back here out of the road. You'll notice here at once that this isn't anywhere near as rough or as athletic. The only thing that keeps it from being is simply the fact that the intention, willy-nilly, keeps getting through. Preclear goes on doing it. Doesn't want to, but he does. All right, now, coach, give your auditor his proper instructions.
All right. Ken's going to run me on tone 40 on the person. Commands are, look at that wall, plus an acknowledgement. Walk over to that wall, acknowledgement. With your right hand, touch that wall, acknowledgement. Turn around, and an acknowledgement. Okay? Here are two. Give me these commands with full intention, at tone 40. If you go off tone 40, I'll give you a flunk. If you fail to use the proper amount of force, that is, if you use too little so that I don't execute the command, or if you use so much that it overwhelms me, and you go off 40, I'll flunk. Understood? Okay. I'll say only two things to you. That's it, which will mean that's the end of the process you're running it. And flunk. Okay. Start. Look at that wall. Thank you. Walk over to that wall. Thank you. With your right hand, touch that wall. Thank you. Turn around. Thank you. Look at that wall.
Oh, sure.
Thank you. Walk over to that wall. Thank you. With your right hand, touch that wall.
I can't. You're pressing your tooth against my side.
Thank you. Turn around.
You're being awfully mean about this.
Thank you.
You nervous?
Look at that wall. Thank you.
Think of all the people out there.
Walk over to that wall.
Think of all the people out there.
Nothing
nervous.
Thank you. With your right hand, touch that wall.
You're more relaxed now.
Thank you. Turn around.
Much better.
Thank you.
Further want to get away from you?
Look at that wall. Thank you.
Sure.
Walk over to that wall.
All right. I'm going. You don't have to keep prodding me.
Thank you.
All right.
With your right hand, touch that wall.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Thank you. Turn around. Thank you. Look at that wall.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Walk over to that wall.
Okay. You love me.
Thank you. With your right hand, touch that wall.
Sure.
Thank you.
Awful dust.
Turn around. Thank you.
Okay.
Look at that wall.
Thank you.
Walk over that wall.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Your right hand.
All right.
Touch that wall.
Yeah, I just did.
Thank you.
All right.
Turn around.
Don't maul me, son.
Thank you.
Getting my shirt dirty. You're getting my shirt dirty.
Thank you.
All right.
Walk over to that wall.
All right. Okay, don't grab me so hard. I'm going. What's the matter with you?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
With your right hand.
Thank you.
Touch that wall.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Turn around.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good. Good.
Look at that wall.
Good.
Thank you.
Good.
Walk over to that wall.
Okay. Good. Good. All right.
With your right hand,
sure.
Touch that wall.
Sure.
Thank you.
Sure.
Turn around. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good. That's it.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
There wasn't much chance of a flunk there. Both of these gentlemen are instructors in the ACC. Both of them have this thing as cold as ice. I'm going to fish Bonnie out from behind the curtain over here. I'm going to show you the exact steps by which this should be run, because they're exact auditor position. This is Bonnie. I'm just going to use them here just to show you the exact positions. We're not running tone 40 on a person. I just want to show you the positions. Okay, Bonnie? Now, when I say look at that wall from this side of the pre-clear, I will then continue to walk on this side of the pre-clear, won't I? And when he gets over to the wall, watch. With your right hand, touch that wall. Where do I go to get this right hand? See? So I'm on the wrong side of the pre-clear. So the auditor always walks and directs from the right side of the pre-clear. It's done in this fashion. Very interesting shift of feet in tone 40 on a person, which is makes it very valid. All right. With your right hand, touch that wall. Thank you. Turn around. Thank you. Look at that wall. Thank you. Walk over to that wall. Thank you. With your right hand, touch that wall. Thank you. Turn around. Thank you.
You see that?
Yeah.
Now exactly what is happening. I'll walk to this side and say, look at that wall. I'm on his right side, right?
All right.
And when he comes over here, he then touches. I tell him to push with your right hand, touch that wall, and he touches the wall. Then I step behind him as I turn him. Now get these as two simultaneous moves. You think this doesn't amount to much, but believe me, I'll show you the trick here in a minute. Returning. Now where are you going to go, Bonnie? You see that? Now, as a matter of fact here, we got a shift which blocks the pre-clear from going anywhere. And in view of the fact that tone 40 on a person is not for high tone pre-clears, did you realize that? Tone 40 on a person is about 8 miles south of simple AC. Very, very low process. Or a medium range process. It doesn't matter. It's one that goes a lot of all the way. See? But this is the one that you would run on somebody if you wanted a very fast result. just on an ordinary tree flare, or one that you'd run on a cycle. Therefore, you have the same foot pattern as otherwise. When he turns around here and puts his right hand on the wall, we turn him always counterclockwise and step in front of it, and pin him with our two hands, lightly. Then step off here and point to the other wall. See that? That is the proper way to do it. You missed the piece de resistance this afternoon because I actually got out of this. He was doing this to me as the auditor. You remember when I suddenly moved out? I was only able to do that because he had relaxed the pressure of one hand. The second he relaxed it, I simply went out from under. In other words, he had me by this shoulder very securely, but not by this one. And I just simply went that way. So, when you turn the fellow around, the prickler around, you take hold of both of his shoulders, don't you see? There he is. Now you step off this way, still with his shoulder. But because you've appeared here and steadied him with the turnaround, any impulse to blow that he had evaporates. Do you see this? Now I might ask you what advantage there would be to being on the left-hand side. There is none whatsoever. In the first place, the stronger side of most people is the right side. They tend to bolt to the right. They're going to. Let me show you something else about this. I want to show you something quite incidental to this. We walk over here and put a hand on the wall. We've come up against a barrier, haven't we? And actually, this process is running stops into the case. And the case lets go of backtrack stops. And that's one of the reasons AC works. Got that? Stops in engrams and things like this evaporate because he's getting plenty of stops in present time. Remember what I told you in the last hour? About you give him enough kicks in the shins? Well, he thinks a lot of stops are necessary. You run him on this process, he finds a whole bunch of new stops. And he says, well, I have an old one stall. And he does. Okay. The proper way to run it then, okay, it's very simple. Turn him around. Here, over here. Look at that wall. Thank you. Walk over to that wall. Thank you. With your right hand, touch that wall. Thank you. Turn around. Thank you. So we get this various phenomena of being able to carry on with it. It's a very funny thing, you know, you'd think the army or something must have been therapeutic if people were marched. Entirely different intention in it. But the funny part of it is that sometimes marching is more therapeutic for low-level cases than not marching. As I've already remarked to the 17th ACC during a lecture, Israel's total campaign of bringing sanity back to the various peoples who have come from beleaguered areas of Europe where they were persecuted by the Germans and so on, by the Russians. They have come into Israel there. They have to be taken care of. There's no adequate psychotherapy available, so they throw them in the army. Well, now, they don't know why this works, but actually somebody is controlling their time and motions, and after about a year, these madmen turn sane, which is quite interesting. They have a much different purpose in their army than this. The U.S. Army has purpose, I'm sure. Here, though, we do see this technique as being old 8C was responsible for some very large percentage. By the way, we have a book back there called the ACC Preparatory Manual. It has quite a bit of data in it.
The ACC preparatory manual is rather a misnomer. It's got a lot of data on assists, which would be of interest to book auditors. It has some lists of books and tapes, which are quite interesting. And in addition to that, it has the summary research project results. Some of the auditors remember a mimeograph sheet that I sent to them a long time ago and asked them to fill out. And when all of these were accumulated from auditors all over the world, they were compiled into the summary research project report, and that is in the ACC manual. You ought to get yourself a copy of that because you'd be interested in it. But amongst the various things which are in this summary research project is the dominance of HC. It ranked right up there. It compared quite favorably with havingness itself. In other words, just an older, less workable process than the one you are seeing right here at this moment was responsible in the majority for releases from alcoholism and psychosomatic illnesses galore. All kinds of things it did for people. Just this drill all by itself. Now, tone 48 C goes much lower and advances much higher than old simple 8C, and all we've done is refine this old process. And this process is very old. Clear back to Camden. ACC number one. Now, wasn't practiced much until ACC number two, but it existed then. That was a long time ago, wasn't it? So you'd think that marching somebody around like this might or might not do something for them, but you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. The regularity of the command, the obedience of the command, the communication that goes in it, the exceeding amount of control that goes into it, the fact that they're walking into barriers and getting stopped. It works on fairly low-level cases. Don Breeding, monitoring the tape recorders back here, tells me of a session he ran of 8C on a puppy. And he ran 8C on a puppy, and he had an awful time. He was very glad when it flattened because he himself was so exhausted he couldn't have gone on another motion. But he actually took this puppy and walked the puppy with all commands and everything through 8C. See? Put his puppy's paw on the wall and so on. He no more than started this than the dog started to scream. And continued to scream practically from there on out, nothing but the most ear-splitting, piercing screams. Sounds clear, doesn't it? And because Don Brady got exhausted, it didn't get through to a stage of clearing the dog. But I think it changed the behavior pattern of the dog from what I'm told. Nobody has run this experiment. Because I wouldn't know what a dog thetan was unless a dog thetan was a thetan. And I don't see why a dog shouldn't respond to this as well as a psycho, as well as a normal person. See, I don't know that these things would respond any differently from one person to another. There's an experiment maybe some of you will try sometime. It certainly works on a little child. A little child that can walk a bit and so on can be run on this with considerable success.
This lecture is continued on side two of this cassette.
I'm going to give you a whole talk tomorrow on child Scientology. That's not for now. Thank you. I'm merely trying to show you right now what this process is and how it is done. All right. All right. We need two victims. We need two victims here. And as I look over the bright and smiling faces, people, it's very hard to find victims for tone 40 on a person for this excellent reason. The person really should be well drilled through all of the lower indoc steps. Should be pretty well drilled. Let me see. I think that Jack should run Winkle. Hi, Jack.
How are you?
Signor Winkle.
Tanto gusto.
All right. Now, I want you to coach him on tone 40 on a person. Have you been through that in school? All right, that's good. And just give him the regular coaching on it and flunk him for the reasons that you would flunk him on.
Okay.
Good.
Well, the command, sir, look to that wall, walk over to that wall, with your right hand, touch that wall. It's an acknowledgement each. Turn around, acknowledgement, and the same thing again. And, well, I think almost everything will be a flunk.
That's encouraging him, of course.
Is the flunk and the that's it still consistent?
No. That's it.
All right. Fine.
In other words, those are the only two statements he can make that are valid.
Yeah, right. If they flunk, you go on. You don't stop. You have to say flunk. You just know you flunk.
Right. Okay. Look at that wall. Yeah. All right. Walk over to it.
Hey, do you know the joke about 3X? Too bad.
Good. With your right hand, touch that wall. Fine. Right?
Fine.
Fine.
All right. Turn around. Good. Look at that wall. Walk over to it.
No acknowledgement.
All right. With your right hand, touch that wall. Good. Okay. Turn around. Good. Look at that wall. Good. Walk over to it.
One. Walk over to that wall.
Okay.
One. Good. When you're right.
your right hand, touch that wall. Good. Turn around.
How long does this go on?
Thank you. Look at that wall. Good. Walk over to it.
What? Walk over to that wall.
Good. With your right hand, touch that wall. Thank you. Turn around. Good.
Are you nervous?
Look at that wall. Thank you. Walk over to that wall. Good. With your right hand, touch that wall. Good.
Look at that wall.
Turn around.
I'll turn around.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Look at that wall. Good. Walk over to that wall.
Which wall? That wall?
Good. With your right hand, touch that wall. Thank you. Turn around. Thank you. Look at that wall. Good. Walk over to that wall.
I'm quite thinking she listens.
Good. With your right hand, touch that wall. Good. Turn around. Thank you. Look at that wall.
That wall?
Good.
Okay, hello.
Walk over to that wall.
Okay, let's go.
Act like you do down in the basement.
Good. With your right hand, touch that wall.
This isn't how the wind off.
Turn around. Thank you. Look at that wall. Thank you. Walk over to that wall.
A lot of people looking at this.
Make him laugh.
Good. With your right hand, touch that wall. Good. Turn around.
You're flexing that. You didn't have to use force on me.
Thank you. Look at that wall. Good. Walk over to that wall.
The same wall. Just on the wall. That's a piece of wood down there.
Fine. With your right hand, touch that wall. Good. Turn around. Thank you. Look at that wall. Good. Walk over to it.
I just put my hand on the same thing.
Good.
Flunk. I did it already. You saved me for it, remember? Do you know what you're doing? You can't let that end already. You told me that already.
Okay, that's it.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you.
doesn't make me laugh that hard. Ah, dear. Wow. Okay, well, we won't have any candidates after that, I'm sure. So I think, though, we have a moment for Jan Halpern to run Margie McCormick. Okay, now, why don't you just run her and you coach her with your inimitable style?
Oh, you're going to be coach, Margie?
Mm-hmm.
You'll be so loud and clear. You're going to run me on 8 feet.
Okay.
Look at that wall. Walk over to that wall. With your right hand, touch that wall. And I'll acknowledge. You
will. Okay.
you'll acknowledge each one of these as I do them too.
Okay.
And it's to be run on in tone 40 with good intention.
How about turn around?
Yeah, afterwards you'll tell me to turn around.
All right.
And we'll run it on the other wall, same way.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
And the only things that I will say are flunk. See?
Yeah.
If you've done something that doesn't fit with these requirements.
Yes.
Or that's it. And that'll be the end of the demonstration.
Okay.
This is a demonstration.
I understand.
Okay.
Well, that's no fair. It isn't a demonstration. This is for blood.
Look at that wall.
What wall? I'll see the wall.
Thank you. Walk over to that wall. Thank you. With your right hand, touch that wall. Thank you.
I do.
Turn around. Thank you. Look at that wall.
All right,
thank you.
Honestly, too
late.
Please
count me. Walk over to that wall. Thank you. With your right hand, touch that wall. Thank you. Turn around. Thank you.
I've been wanting you to run.
Look at that wall. Thank you. Walk over to that wall.
How did you do that?
Thank you. With your right hand, touch that wall. Thank you. Turn around.
Thank you.
Thank you. Look at that wall. Thank you. Walk over to that wall.
Well, Ron.
Thank you. With your right hand, touch that wall.
Is this part of the wall? That was that
thank you. Turn around. Thank you. Look at that wall. Thank you.
Okay.
Walk over to that wall.
All right. You see how good I am? You know, I've just had 3 weeks of
thank you.
From your husband.
With your right hand, touch that wall. Thank you. Turn around. Thank you. Look at that wall. Thank you.
I will not look at that
walk
wall.
Over that wall. Thank you. With your right hand, touch that wall. Thank you. Turn around. Thank you.
You know, I really
look at that wall.
I haven't been
thank
on stage
you.
For centuries.
Walk
I'm
over to that
dead.
Wall. Thank you. With your right hand, touch that wall. Thank you. Turn around. Thank you.
I can't find a thing to tell
you. Look at
that
wall.
About.
Thank you. Walk over to that wall. Thank you. With your right hand, touch that wall.
I thank you.
Turn around. Thank you. Look at that wall. Thank you. Walk
this
over to that wall.
Fair.
Thank you. With your right hand, touch that wall. Thank you. Turn around. Thank you. Look at that wall. Thank you. Walk over to that wall. Thank you. With your right hand, touch that wall. Thank you. Turn
it
around.
Thank you.
Look at that wall.
Hey, that's a cute dress.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a really
walk over
cute
to
dress.
That wall.
How many buttons you got? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Thank you. With your right hand, touch that wall.
Did
thank
you hear
you
that?
Turn around. Thank you. Look at that wall. Thank you. Thank you.
But there's
walk
somebody,
over
there's
to that
somebody
wall
in this auditorium. There's somebody standing here, Jim.
Thank you.
Honest, look.
With
you
your right hand,
after, you
touch
yourself
that wall.
There's somebody
thank you. Turn around.
Hey, friend.
Thank you.
Look. There's
look at that wall.
Here.
Thank
right
you.
There.
Walk
you
over to that wall.
If you just touch me, you'll go there too.
Thank you. With your right hand, touch that wall. Thank you. Turn around. Thank you. Look at that wall. Thank you.
That's
walk
it. That's it. Thank you, Mikey. Thank you, Mikey. Thank you, Dan.
Well, that's really hardly fair. You've had two ACC instructors up here. That's just mostly because they can do it, you know. Actually, this is a very easy one to get a flunk on, as you'll notice there. Now, it's quite remarkable that auditing at this level, you actually don't get the same ability on the part of a coach to kick back. You understand that, don't you? Now, you noticed how wild high school Indrock was, you know. Well, Winkle was restraining himself just a little bit, but not very much. As a result of the Tone 40 intention and so on, people have a tendency to stay pretty close to it and to more or less stay in session fairly well. And in coaching it, why, you should realize that you're liable to go into session and simply make a rather extraordinary effort. Instead of taking it milder, try to take it wilder than high school Indoc. You got the idea? Now, we have always known that bodies would simply walk around if we told them to. We have known that in many cases the auditor has simply been monitoring the other person's body. We've known this for some time, that this was possible. But we didn't know how to do it rather invariably. You see? And that's what we have worked up to here with these training drills. We can do this rather easily. It's quite interesting, after you've been at this for a while, some old lady steps off the curb. She shouldn't step off the curb. You just simply throw the intention of her to step back up on the curb, and there's nothing she does about it at all. She steps back up on the curb. Funny part of it was, is the reverse would not particularly work, whereas you throw a clear-cut intention for her to throw herself under the nearest truck. Non-functional. Why is it non-functional? Destruction is not Tone 40. Okay. Now, you've seen this Tone 40 on a person, and with that you have seen all of these training drills. Now, the trick is simply to be able to do them smoothly, to do them every time, to do them invariably, and to be able to get a complete win across the boards. That is the trick. Now, that's not much of a trick. About maybe... an HCA course is about all that stands between you and being able to do it, or an ACC, or several weeks of coaching, or something of this character. You understand that? These things are doable. I have shown you all of them, and really there are no magic tricks in between. It is the ability to do it, and the beauty of it is the people know whether they can or not. Well, I've had an awful lot of fun today. I don't know whether you have or not. Tomorrow, we're going to take up several things, and I will try to show you some of CCH, All in a Rush, a number of the steps, and give you some discussion of this. I'll try to give you some data on child Scientology, and we have finished right now the third day of the Congress. I'm enjoying it. How about you? Good night.